what many are calling.
From Washington, VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Delegates of 196 stations meeting in a Paris suburb have unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to tackle global warming. The agreement aims to keep global temperature increases to below 2 degrees Celsius, provide $100 billion in climate investment to poorer countries, and review progress every 5 years. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Paris.
What many are calling a very large historic agreement has finally been reached after several nights of no sleep and several years of haggling. There is now a comprehensive agreement among delegates of 196 nations to take comprehensive action against climate change. This was after 2 weeks of meetings here in Paris. At times, it seemed like there was going to be no agreement. Toward the end, a great deal of optimism because there was a great deal of political will, a great deal of momentum that was caused or that was prompted by the presence of so many world leaders. It was the largest gathering of world leaders in one place ever. And that's what kicked off this process that ended successfully.
The pact represents a major breakthrough in a decades-long global attempt to curb emissions of fossil fuels, the scientists say are causing global temperatures to rise dangerously. Spain's government says an attack in the diplomatic area of an Afghan capital that killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, is regarded as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began in Kabul Friday and continued into today before security forces killed all the attackers. At least 4 Afghan servicemen and policemen died in the attack. This is VOA News. 87 people, including 8 security forces, were killed in coordinated attacks on 3 military bases in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, according to an army spokesman. The final toll, 79 enemies killed, 45 captured, 97 weapons seized, according to a government spokesman. In another incident, at least 20 bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power says political dialogue needs to begin immediately between the government and the opposition.
The members of the Security Council condemned in the strongest terms the recent attacks by unidentified assailants in Bujumbura and urged all involved actors to refrain from violence.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April when the president announced he would seek a third term in violation of the national constitution. The United Nations says violence since then has killed more than 240 people and prompted more than 200,000 Burundians to flee the country. The president was re-elected in July in a vote boycotted by the opposition. Swiss officials confirmed the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, the Attorney General of Switzerland said the 2 people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. Authorities have determined that a fire that erupted in a California mosque Friday was intentionally set in a possible hate crime, little more than a week after an Islamic radical couple went on a shooting rampage in the same U.S. state. Police said a suspect in the incident was identified and detained shortly after the fire at the Islamic Society in Coachella Valley in Southern California. The blaze tore through the building's lobby just before an afternoon prayer service. No one was hurt. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are participating in the investigation. Coachella is about 125 kilometers from San Bernardino, where a U.S.-born Muslim man and his Pakistani-born wife opened fire recently at a center for the developmentally disabled, killing 14 and wounding 22. The FBI is investigating that as an act of terrorism. 2 days of high-level talks between North and South Korea ended today with no breakthroughs. So say Korean officials from South Korea, leaving mixed signals about reconciliation efforts the rivals have made since stepping away from a military standoff in August. The meeting of vice ministerial officials in the northern Korea town of Kaesong was not expected to produce substantial results, but it was considered a sign the rivals were working to keep alive an atmosphere of dialogue, something they have failed to do often in the wake of conflict. The talks stretched into the evening on Saturday, as they had done on Friday, and ended without further statement. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.